You might then wonder, what is there to do if there's still shift-reduce or reduce-reduce conflicts in your grammar after you've done some basic transformations of productions and you run out of ideas? Or maybe if you have non-unique grammar, as, for example, the one that you see here. So this is famously an ambiguous grammar. There's several derivation trees that you can find for particular inputs, as we have had already several times. So what can you do in these situations? And this is where practical parser generators give you a particular tool set that is called precedences and associativities. Yeah? So this is a particular way of comfortably specifying how to manually patch the action table of an LR parser in a consistent way. Yeah? So let's have a look at the example. So you've seen the grammar. This is the automaton that belongs to that. So it's all dandy and nice and all. However, turns out that particular states of those are actually prone to conflicts. Yeah. So for example, let's have a look at the content particular state, state 8 of the automaton right there, which contains those two items that are in conflict. So you see that there's a shift-reduce conflict in there between the complete item with look-ahead plus and here incomplete item with the marker in front of the plus. So this is immediately a shift-reduce conflict, and this can be easily seen in the stack content that I've also produced for you. So this one here exactly demonstrates the problem. So you have on top of the pushdown E plus E, and in the look ahead also plus. So, well, one of those items would guide you to just immediately reducing, the other one would guide you in shifting. Yeah, so you have two conflicting ways of filling in the entry for state 8 and look ahead of plus. Yeah, so you don't really know what to do with this entry. And this is where associativity comes into play. So usually parsing generators give you the chance to specify a particular associativities of certain tokens. Yeah. So terminal plus, for example, can be specified to be left associative. What this means is if we have a look at this situation here, is that what is going to be entered there is the reduction. Yeah. So E0 is going to be the entry for Q8 under plus, which means that we have decided on choosing to actually reduce. Yeah? And this is what left associativity would mean. You would group these operators to the left. Yeah? And what else is could you imagine? There's still conflicts left. For example, in state 7, you have a similar situation with a multiplication operator. And let's just, for shits and giggles, let's just say that this is right associative. So just to see what this does in the action table. And this would mean that we would want to select the shift action. So the upper item would be preferred. And this results in the entry being set to actual shift. So if you do right associative, that means that you want to prefer a shift in there. So you see that there's still two unclear entries left, and these are produced by now the conflict between doing additions and multiplications on the same level. In the grammar that we have used over here, we have specified addition and multiplication on the same level of productions, which means that there's no grammar-induced priority between those two. Yeah. So as an example input, you can see that there is, for example, the pushdown containing E times E, whereas the lookahead tells you plus. And the same way, the pushdown could contain plus, whereas the lookahead contains multiply. Yeah, and these conditions you would usually like to, well, for our case in the arithmetic expressions, we would like to decide for multiplication, getting the precedence. However, associativity is something that doesn't play a role here, but instead what we would like to do is we would like to specify precedences between particular operators. And that's what we can do. You can tell that the multiplication operator has higher precedence than the addition operator. Yeah, so this is lower, the other one is higher, which will make the relevant entries into the action table being set to reduce and shift. So reduce for this situation, shift for this situation. Yeah. Okay.